This is Montana Public Radio, and good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. The State Land Board has approved a settlement in a decades-long dispute over how much to charge for cabin sites on state-owned land. The settlement would offer all leases that come up for bid at a minimum 6.5%, which would be lowered if there are no bids. A state judge must approve the settlement. The Chippewa Cree tribe is considering banishing convicted drug dealers from the Rocky Boys Reservation. Republican Representative Bruce Myers of Box Elder tells the Havre Daily News that more than 70 people attended a community meeting last week, and about 90% of them favored investigating the idea. A tribal councilman says the council could take a preliminary vote on the proposal next month. Sugar beet farmers in northeastern Montana are seeing a record sugar crop this year. The Billings Gazette reports that Sydney Sugars is close to finishing its harvest, with beet piles nearing 1 million tons at the factory. Agricultural manager Russ Fulmer says the harvest will supply the factory through February. The U.S. International Trade Commission, meanwhile, has ruled unanimously that Mexico hurt farmers in this country by dumping heavily subsidized sugar on U.S. markets. The American Sugar Alliance says the 6-0 vote means agreements to keep Mexican producers from undercutting U.S. prices remain in effect right into 2019. In other news, Montana's economy has outpaced the national economy for years, and the latest unemployment numbers show there's no sign of that trend slowing down. Montana's unemployment rate stood at 4.1% last month, compared to 5.1% for the United States. Montana Department of Labor and Industry Chief Economist Barbara Wagner credits industrial diversification for the state's economic stamina. For example, she points to recent growth in business services.
That includes jobs that are very, the technical. There's been a lot of talk about entrepreneurial, knowledge-based jobs in the Bozeman economy. Healthcare, of course, is one of our largest industries in Montana. It actually is the largest private employer in the state, and that has done a really great job of adding jobs over the last few years as well.
Eastern Montana has the lowest unemployment rates in the state, but Wagner says Southwest and Northwest Montana are also showing strong job growth. Attorneys for the state are asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a Billings man who wants to legally marry a second wife. That challenges Montana's bigamy laws. The Department of Justice said in its motion Friday that Nathan Collier, his wife Victoria, and his common-law wife Christine don't face a credible threat that they'll be prosecuted. Nathan and Christine Collier were denied a marriage license in June, prompting their lawsuit. Assistant Attorney General Melissa Schlichting says they must show they were harmed by a law in order to sue, but there's been no criminal prosecution threatened as a result of the marriage license rejection. Nathan Collier says the state is seeking to deny him the chance to legitimize his family through the court system. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dropped slightly in September to 4.1% compared to the revised August estimate of 4.2%. The state's unemployment rate hasn't budged much for months, and that's just fine with Montana Labor and Industry Chief Economist Barbara Wagner.
A little higher, of course. It's harder for workers to find jobs, and that's bad, obviously. But if it gets lower than 4%, it's hard for businesses to find workers. And that can be bad as well, because if you don't have workers, you can't produce your product.
The national unemployment rate remained unchanged at 5.1%. Payroll employment lost 900 jobs in September in Montana, most likely due to projects finishing before the winter months. Montana's labor force includes just over 524,000 people. About 21,500 are unemployed. The Public Service Commission plans to look at how Northwestern Energy's purchase of hydroelectric dams affects the company's taxes and therefore the rates it charges its customers. The Department of Revenue increased its valuation of Northwestern Energy to $2.2 billion from $1.6 billion. PSC spokesman Eric Sell says most of that could be attributed to the company's $900 million purchase of 11 hydroelectric dams just over a year ago. Commissioner Travis Cavula made the motion to work with the Department of Revenue and Northwestern Energy to try and mitigate the impacts on ratepayers. Sell says state law allows property taxes to be passed along to utility customers. Last year, Northwestern said the dam's purchase would result in about $5 per month increase in the average residential electrical bill. The Montana Consumer Council estimated an $8 increase. A 14-year-old Missoula girl who was the subject of a missing endangered person advisory has returned home on her own. The Department of Justice issued the alert at about 3 this morning, saying Amanda Toon had made threats of suicide and did not have her medication with her. She had last been seen at about 10 last night. Missoula police say she returned home safely this morning. A Great Falls boy, though, suffered life-threatening injuries when he was struck by a car while riding his bicycle. Police say the collision happened just before 7 last night near the Paris Gibson Square Museum of Art. Great Falls police, paramedics, and the Montana Highway Patrol responded. That collision is still being investigated. Authorities did not immediately release any information about the boy or the driver. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Morning News, I'm Edward O'Brien.